Scoops! James Scoop Shannon the Third, you funky son of a bitch! I've been waiting for you forever! I thought you'd never show, dude!
Not so loud, Timmy baby. How you doing, Cat? Something held me up a while. Cat, I'm sorry I'm late.
Late? Late? I've been waiting for you here at the Acres of Clams Tavern for 3 weeks. Ain't that right, Bingo? Scoops, man. I'm so glad to see you, man. Seattle ain't the same without you, brother.
Man, keep it down, brother. Keep it down. Not so loud. You're forgetting what business I'm in.
Forget? Of course I am, man. I forgot everything. I drank my whole unemployment check. Didn't I, Bingo?
Yep. Then he ran up a tab and said you'd take care of it. What'll it be?
Oh, I don't know. Give me a glass of latte. I'm here on serious crap. Can't mess around with the alcohol trip right now. This ought to take care of everything, right? You didn't see me, right?
Whatever.
Jimmy, I'm drunk, man. I can't believe it's you, man. You said you had a little side job for me. Another Sousa, Bingo, and Olympia Chaser.
No way, man, no way. Give him a tanker to Java, okay? Drink that Java, man. Sober you up, then I'm gonna tell you the mission. Dig?
I dig. Oh, man, am I fucked up. I don't think there's anyone in Seattle right now more fucked up than me. I mean, could you imagine that?
Oh, God. What am I doing all hectic athwart a space beetle? How did I allow those Brussels sprouts to delude me again? Oh, please, God. If you regurgitate me from this belief, I vow I'll do something different with my life. I'll be all banal and lambish, and I'll stop terrorizing my rats and hippie parrots. I'll even be all beneficial to my little brother, Kyler. Just send me a sign, oh jolly green goddesses of the Brussels sprouts. Let me know what led me here. Let me liquidate my fear. Oh, if there's a tear in the sky that you want me to sew back together or something while I'm up here, then just be all ferocious and deistic and go, Clove, sew up the torn Seattle sky, shorn of reasons why. Or palabras to that effect. Wait, was that me or you, jolly green goddesses of the Brussels sprouts? Ah, it's too complex. I'm confabulating myself to excess. All right, I'm becalmed. I'll just wax all courageous and wait. I know the sprouts would not have led me here if Cobain, the friendly ghost, was not near. Bye. I'll pray. Blow, winds, blow. Caw, gulls, caw. Grow, sprouts, grow.
Greetings, minions of the remote control. I'm your fave rave ego goddess, Dawn Malastralia. You're watching Poezy TV, and we're back with Suicide Watch, Actual Death. As you know, we are all hanging by a thread here in the city of Kurt, where 13 months after the celebrity suicide of the century, we've got Clove Carnelian, psycho teen from where, Harper? Santa Cruz, California, Donnie. Right. Clove O'Cruz is hanging from the top of, and this is rad, the Seattle Space Needle, a rare landmark left over from the days of futurism. Whoa, Harper, can you believe how pomo and retro it is all at the same time? No, Donnie, baby, I can't. But we got some friends of Clove here, and they may have a different POV and like that. Would you exploit yourselves for our viewers, dudes?
I'm Sable Nugent.
And I'm Ezekiel Christian Fry. And how do you know the soon-to-be-flattered Miss Clove?
She's my best friend and fairest cohort.
Dynamite! And you, Zeke? Skeet. What? What?
If you're gonna hazard truncacious additions on my name, I prefer to be monikered Skeet.
What?
Thanks, say babe.
Whoa, babe! Does that mean the two of you are, like, going out?
Yeah.
Yeah, most vehemently.
That is excellent. And how do you know, Chloe, Skeet?
I'm loath to upheave that I slip on the amorous side of the slope for her most fine person.
What? Are you saying that you're in love with her also in addition to Miss Sabaline?
No, actually, he's in love with me.
In point of veracity, I'm stricken with love for both.
Rad! Harper, let me at him. Sable, can you tell us, is this a tired love triangle suicide and like that? Or is it the start of a long weekend here in the city of Kurt, one that'll end one massive death binge later?
If you would tax your memory gland a tad, Dawn, you'd flash on the last time you were yapping at the ankles of my best friend and fairest cohort with your hoaxish suicidal contingencies. Back at a particular rave in Santa Cruz, remember you were all, will this rave site become a grave site? Just spazzing on the fact that Clove had accidentally walked into the ocean whilst conversing, albeit a tad excessively, with some crustaceans?
And you'll recollect additionally that she emerged most undead from that aquaneous tumult, and was subsequently salvaged in a field of Brussels sprouts. So rest your houndish slobber glands, dudes. Clove won't be taking any dives today.
And how do we know that?
Because Clove doesn't want to die. She was pulled from the ocean by Kobe and the friendly ghost, and she is haunted by him ever since that, and she wants to terminate that, not her own life. And she has these fiendish ultra-visuals of Brussels sprouts. Ever since that night of the rave when the migrant farm worker dudes found her babbling in the Brussels sprout fields.
Well, what hallucinations will save her next?
I don't know, but I can tell you, it'll be a finer vision than yours. Comprendo? On that account, she's my goddess.
I can't believe you said that! I love you to excess, Skeeter Fry!
Sable, come back! Wait! You're my ultra goddess! You're my deity deluxe! Wait! Whoa, his hat just changed colors!
What are those nauseous-making hats?
I don't know. We'll be right back after a poesy break with Suicide Watch, Actual Death.
So, old Bruce Fry and you made peace since Bruce has been in the slammer. That's far out, man, because you were good buddies from the get-go.
Yeah. We got this special funky code that we made up back when we were still little wharf brats, you know? That's how we communicate. That's why I'm back home in Seattle. I got a mission from Bruce, you know? He's the only one I'd risk it for, you know? Feds are after me. That's why I was late, cat, you know? Anyway, here's his postcard. It's written in the code. It says, Dear buddy, bought a chocolate bar, watched The Exorcist on TV, wish I could be in those sunny mountains, your good buddy. And then on the back, it's got this picture of this girl. It says, Heather Woodbury's whatever, American Odyssey and 8 Acts, I don't know. You know, Bruce, he gets lonely in prison, he corresponds with all kinds of people, you know. Anyway, I started looking at this chick. I thought, you know, she's kind of cute, you know. What do you think? You think she's available?
Let me see, man. Let me see that card. One woman, 100 characters? Well, fuck, man. Of course she's available, man. Where would she have time to find an old man, man? She's got to be available, man.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Because I was looking, I was thinking, you know, chick like this, you know, she looks like she's independent, she doesn't need anybody, but oftentimes chicks like that are, like, lonely, and they would seriously love to have an old man.
Yeah, man, you know, wait a minute. Oh, man, there's reviews from New York here, man. If this chick is from New York City, man, she's definitely available, because, you know, 90% of the guys in New York City have no interest in women whatsoever, you know, and that's not even counting the gay guys.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, how do you like her in that picture, man?
Hey, man, would you get back to the car, man? What does it mean, man?
Oh, sorry, man. Sorry, yeah. Yeah, well, It's written in the code and says that I gotta find his ex-old lady, Linda, and give her the pot money that old Bruce buried back in 83 for his son. Linda contacted him telepathically, you know. She always was a wild, funky chick, you know. I was crazy about her. That's what split me and Bruce's partnership. No, man, don't look at me that way, no. I wasn't on no lewd trip with her, you know. I never bawled the lady even, you know. It was from the heart. From the heart, you know. And Bruce, you know, bless the MF, you know. He treated her scandalous, you know. Balling other chicks, you know, knocking them up even, running off down to South America. That's how he got himself busted by the feds, you know. I told him, stick to the homegrown product, buddy, but he didn't listen, you know. Anyway, now I'm here and I gotta find old Lynn and give her that buried dough for their son, Ezekiel. So, man, how does that secret code work? Hey, it wouldn't be secret if I told you. All you need to do is go here. Look at my map. Puget Sound? Yeah, that's where my mackerel smacked the margarita mama. I got her moored there. I just want you to wait on her for 3 days, and I'll show up. Got it? I'll plunk you out 6 months' worth of carpenter wages there, man. That's all you got to know, cat. It's easier that way. Whoa! That must be a whole lot of bread old Bruce hid from the... Shh, be quiet, man. Cat coming in, looks like he's FBI.
Hi, bartender. I'd like a scotch rocks with a twist. Johnny Black? Whatever. Yeah, I mean, fine, thanks. Hey, what's happening?
Howdy. How?
Nice weather for Seattle, huh?
Oh, you're not from here.
I lived out east for 40 years, but I was reared in Wenatchee.
Oh, yeah? In-stater, huh? I got cousins in Wenatchee, man. It's a lumber town.
Yep. Yeah, always was.
Oh, it was terrible what they did to it, man. Stripped out all the old forest.
I heard that. I didn't want to... believe it.
Oh, you can believe it, man. Lumber companies, they messed up Wenatchee, you know. Well, you know, big companies, you know, no concern.
Oh, yeah. Shame. It's, frankly, I've been a part of that. I was, chief executive officer of Axtel Corporation for 20 years.
No shit! Those oil spill guys?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, you know, we all got to do our thing, I guess. You know, I got to do my thing, he's got to do his thing.
No, it wasn't my thing, as you say. I just went along. I wanted to see how far I could get. When I got there, it was too late. Another scotch.
Well, there's still time.
Yeah, there is. That's true. I retired 3 years ago, but I kept doing this conference circuit, you know, sitting on the board. It's similar to being in the CIA or something. You can't get out once you're in.
That's funny, because Scoops thought you were in the FBI.
Shut up, Timmerman. Drink your Java.
Oh, sorry.
I've known a number of operatives, but I'm not one myself, you know. I always envied those fellas.
Why?
Well, because they were able to change their identities, you know. I'd give anything to be someone else. You see, I'm in love with this woman, and I met her in New York when I was a big executive, and things just went haywire in a good way, but I got re-involved with her this year, and I left my wife back in Virginia for good, and I chased Jeanette out here. She's visiting her sister, Linda, and they're going to go to Alaska. It turns out she's half Eskimo. You know, you fall in love with someone and you don't know who they are, and then you find out, and then you wonder, who the hell am I?
Wait, Nick Lajoie and her little sis, Linda Fry? I'm looking for them. Do you know where they are?
No, they're with that crowd by the Space Needle. I just had a spat with Jeannie and came here. She's so distrustful of me, I can't make it up to her. No, I'm falling to pieces here.
Hey, don't pull yourself together, man. I got an idea. Listen, for reasons of my own, I need to keep a low profile while I'm here in Seattle. I'd feel a whole lot more cool walking around in your establishment threads. Meanwhile, you could don my funky garb and see if your old lady Jeanette took a shine to you as a different type of cat. I'll even give you my beard. Bingo! You got scissors and glue?
Sure do.
What do you say, buddy? You want to switch? You want to be James Scoops?
Why, hell, okay, and you can be Paul Folsom.
Far out! Bring on the scissors and glue! Bingo! Latte for me, Java for Tim, and Scotch for Paul. To our enterprise.
Here I am, Skeeter, down under the pier, staring on barnacles. I'm totally relieved you found me. I'm not all vexated on you anymore. I just came down here to vacate those suicide watchers. Come down here. Jump. What happened to your mood hat?
I dropped it slipping off a ship.
You're not Skeeter.
No, I'm Job.
You mean Job?
Well, my Ma Debbie pronounces it as in the Bible book, but my friends all call me Job, as in get one. And you must be Fable.
Ah, this is so rare, it's uncooked. Are you the raving dude that Skeeter met on the train west through Texas, and then you waxed all Jimmy Hoffa and disappeared and one of his mood hats was stolen?
Well, I just lifted it for luck, but then I lost it.
And what are you doing here?
I came here to seduce the spicy clove.
Clove? Pa. And when did you encounter that Triskish strumpet, a.k.a. my best friend and fairest cohort?
Well, I never met her, but Skeeter described her to me most graphic-like on the train west. How she was the night of the rave, and ever since then I got afflicted sore with the notion of her.
So you're in love with Clove, too. This is agging me to excess. Why is everybody all obsessive on Clove? What's wrong with me, Fable?
But Skeeter talked more on you.
Realistically? Oh, I love Clove, too, and I want her to be salvaged off the Space Needle. But then I'm going to push her in the Pacific because I desire Skeeter all exclusivistically. And now you come along, and you virtually dub him looks-wise. I mean, I thought you were him in the shadows, and you're all, Clove, Clove, Clove. Rad. Wait, though. You do resemble Skeeter a tad fiendishly, and you scanned his vernacular passing well. Do you most truthfully want my best friend and fairest cohort for your love interest?
Most assuredly.
Do you vow to love her hotly and pursue her mightily, wherever her fevered imagination may crash?
I do.
Then tune your ear, fair dude. If my clove absconds the needle point without a prick, then from my Skeeter, her heart, I'll teach you how to nick. Here, take my mood hat. I'll get another. Now, soak your brains in this scheme.
Mood hats for sale, mood hats for sale. Four different colors, which are four different moods.
Excuse me, where did you obtain those mood hats from? My nephew was selling those mood hats.
Oh, really, miss? You look too young to have a nephew that age, but I guess good looks must run in the family. As a matter of fact, he made a deal with me to sell them for him. I guess he's worried about that girl up there on the needle.
Oh, you mean Clove. That's one of his little girlfriends. Me and my sister Linda met her on the ferry. He's a good kid, Skeeter, but like most men, he can't make up his mind which woman he loves.
Oh, well, maybe he'll change, you know. Some men mature with age.
Takes men a long time to mature. Then they die.
Well, some men mature a few decades before that. I could offer you a mood hat on the house, would you?
Oh, no, that's okay. I have one in my purse. Here, I'll model it for you.
Oh, that's very becoming. It's blushing coral. I think that means that you're in a receptive mood.
Oh, really? I have to go. I see that news crew has my sister. Bye!
Bye-bye.
Hope we meet again. What an intriguing man.
Mood hats for sale. Mood hats for sale. Four different colors. It's your four different moods.
Excuse me, I'm trying to get to this. That's what he's got my sister. This newscast got my sister. Excuse me, Leonard. Excuse me, I'm trying to get to my sister. Excuse me.
So, Linda, as a member of the aging generation, would you say that Clove is a product of her ex-age with no commitment to the future, ready to plunge from the sky as it darkens with Eve and spark what could be the biggest self-sacrificing soiree since Jonestown? I think you're spreading some very dark magic around this space.
Needle.
What?
Needle, Leonard. It's a space needle.
Right. But I don't think that my son, Ezekiel... You mean Skeeter.
What?
He prefers to be called Skeeter.
Right. I don't think my son would fall for a little Jemina Jones. Okay, dig it. I've met Clove, and I think she's a little witch. Unpracticed, maybe. But I think she's on to some heavy magic, and ultimately I think it's going to outweigh yours.
Right on, sister. Harper, what are you doing talking to these tired 30-somethings when we've got scads of clueless youth to interview? I've got Alyssi here. Alyssi, what are you doing in Seattle? Were you a big fan of Kurtz?
Huh? Oh. I totally forgot it was, like, all near the anniversary of his death and like that. No, I mean, I feel for the dude and all like that, and I guess In Utero is a good album, but I like to rave.
Then why did you come here?
I don't know. It's complex. It's just a feeling in the air, yeah. Everyone says there's supposed to be a rave, but no one knows for sure. Do you know?
No. Next. Hold it one hot second. Alyssi, why are you and so many of your flummox co-generators wearing those nauseous-making hats?
Harper, widen your attention span. These are mood hats. They change four different colors, which are four different moods. Later.
Later, Alyssi. You, what's your name? Kilm? What are you looking for? The clown convention?
What?
The clown convention is for people that love everything to do with clowns, just simply adore them, like oil paintings of clowns and pictures of clowns and needlepoint embroideries of clowns and clown heads, clown masks, clown faces, clown shoes, disembodied clown heads. Do you know where it is?
No. Next. Hey, you. What's your name?
Jamil.
Jamil, you look grungy. Are you here to emulate and self-immolate for the king of grunge?
Who? Oh, you mean Kurt. Nice. Dude was a good musician, I wager, and all like that, but we're here to find out where the rave is.
Rave? What is this rave? Don't you think it's a strange coincidence that you're all here in Seattle so close after the anniversary of Cobain's suicide and now Clove Carnelian is up the needle threatening to jump?
I guess it's kind of rare, but most assuredly we didn't come here because of that. I mean, In Utero is a good album, I suppose, but... If you look around, like me and most of the people in this crowd, we're into rave, and, like, Kurt could have kind of stayed underground, and we wouldn't have really bothered him.
But, Harper?
Donnie, baby, I've got Professor Rudolph Snaildrake here, famed star of the public TV program Nine Brilliant Men. Professor, what are you doing here in Seattle? Were you a fan of Kurt's?
No, actually, I'm here to visit a colleague of mine, a marine biologist.
Oh, and what's that dude's name?
She isn't a dude, and I'd rather not say a personal visit, both married, that sort of thing.
And what do you think about this conflagration round the needle O space? Do you think the psycho teen is going to plunge?
I'd like to differ, if I may, from that prediction. I've been given to understand that the girl has visions, which some would insist upon calling hallucinatory, of Brussels sprouts, the vine or twine, as it were, Brassica oleracea, Gemma Ferra variety, this being North America. And I think if one were to look closely at the needle right now, one would notice it is emanating into somewhat greenish hue. So though I'm certain a great number of my colleagues will quite sharply disagree with what I'm about to say, particularly those mired in the old science, I nonetheless feel compelled to put forward that perhaps this girl is neither suffering from a form of psychosis nor suicidal tendencies, but merely vibrating at a more morphically resonant frequency than others of us. Suppose for a moment that this needle is less a pin thrust into an inert field of matter, and more precisely like the needle of a compass, subject to magnetic fields which girdle the Earth's sphere. Whereas Newton once thought that gravitational pull emanated from the heavens. Now, of course, we understand that isn't the case at all. We understand that this attraction stems from the Earth's magnetism. Quantum physics has established electromagnetic fields. So, thus, just as a piece of metal can gain or lose magnetism without weighing any less or more, so too a soul can pass in or out of a body or a plant, constituting a field around it. I would propose that Miss Carmelian has reawakened a dormant energy field around the Brussels sprout plant, and that this field, or soul, if you like, is morphically resonating with that of the dead, what was he, folk singer, whatever, in a most animated fashion. In fact, she stands a very good chance of transcending old-style mechanistic physics altogether, once and for all. What is he talking about? Donnie, look!
Back up the truck, Sophie. I'm backing it, bye, old girl. Have you got your string?
I've got mine. Palacio, Carlito, have you got yours?
Si.
Let him go. Look at it go. Oh, it's gorgeous. Look at it.
What is it?
It's big, it's fluffy, it's green. Oh, so green. It's infinitely layered, it's firm, it floats. It floats, look. It's floating to the top of the needle. Oh, it's going to be burst. To the needle point. No. It's listing to the left. Clove Carnelian is stepping onto the giant floating Brussels sprout and descending through the fog, escorted by a cotillion of friendly seagulls. She's floating. Where is she going?
It's a fucking miracle. Near as I can tell, she's headed toward Puget Sound. I sure am glad little Clover made it out alive. I care about that kid, you know?
Oh. You know her?
Oh, yeah, I gave her a ride, my boat, you know, partway up the coast.
Oh, you're on a boat?
Well, just pleasure craft, you know, when I'm away from business, you know?
And what business are you in?
Agricultural engineering.
Linda Fry, occult studies. I practiced. Clove is just one of my son's little girlfriends.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you, Lynn.
Linda, come on. Sorry, had to take her away. Bye-bye. Sorry, hon. That businessman was giving me scurvy energy. Stay away from businessmen, hon. Look what happened to me with Paul.
Well, I don't usually like establishment types, but I thought he was kind of sexy.
Oh, no. I swear, they all dress exactly the same. He had the exact same suit as Paul.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Donnie, look! Her hat is changing colors!
Yes, and if I might interject, it is vibrating not coral, puce, magenta, or azul, the four colors for which it is programmed, but it is, in fact, vibrating at a fifth color.
Green! That's right, and if you look around, Donnie, everyone's hat, including the professor's here, is changing to that color.
I feel sick. How did this happen? Who are these old ladies? Who are you?
Violet Smith, dear. Who on earth are you?
Don Malastralia.
Hi, Don. Sophie Flax, famous artist. Heard of me?
No? Do you have a gallery in New York?
Nope. This is Sophie Flax. All of her work has already been collected in museums. She ought to be dead by now. This is her latest piece. My final piece. My fantasy icon. My grace note.
What is it?
Donnie, it's a Brussels sprout.
No, goddammit, I was afraid of that. Goddammit, you work so hard, you sweat. And toil for months and months and months to create something, and then everybody comes, they say, oh, it's glorious, oh, we love it. Do they understand it? No, they completely misinterpret it. Can't anybody tell? It's female orgasm. See how
dense it is, and yet so buoyant, so free. Female what?
Donnie, baby. Kay, pasa.
It's just everything was going so well for so long with those Miami South Beach high fashion mass suicides and that suicide by numbers by that artist Jeffy Jimson in New York. Now, he was a true artist. He killed himself, and then this girl just goes along and steps onto this thing and floats away.
What's the trouble, dear? Aren't you a journalist? Isn't this a good story for you?
No, this is a special program.
What sort of program is it? Well, say, aren't you on that tedious public television program?
Yes, I'm afraid so. It is somewhat tedious, but pays rather handsomely.
Go away! Everyone, go away!
Donnie, your viewers will be right back.
What's your program about, Don?
Suicides. I need suicide stories, not mirror fucking cults.
Suicide? We've got suicide stories, haven't we, Soph? Good Christ, there must have been half a dozen suicides on the Tricot farm alone. Right, Soph?
Sure. Loads of them. Ah, the 50s were a good decade for suicide. McCarthy helped with that.
Really?
Certainly. People off themselves all the time. Remember Chad Levenfall, Soph?
Right. He gassed himself to death in his hotel room, didn't he?
Yeah, after he'd written that perfectly smashing novel. It was brilliant, really. No one read it, except for a few.
And then there was Chad Levenfall.
And Livonia Holmes.
And, the Frenchie, Lillian Quade's lover, what was his name?
Vasquez Saint-Loup.
Right, and how did he do it?
He threw himself off a bridge, although I can't remember now whether it was the Brooklyn Bridge or that big one in Paris.
Well, hell, Vi, at least to remember that it was a bridge, that's better than I'm doing. And then there was Laramie Potts.
No, dear. He died of an enlarged liver. He drank himself to death.
Well, hell, Vi, that counts.
I'm not sure that it does. Dawn, does it?
Sure. That totally counts. Do you have any more suicide stories?
Whoa! People! People! Try and get transport to Puget Sound! The Sprout is touching down over there, and word is out that the mood-headed rave shall commence soundwards! Rave on, brothers and sisters! Rave on!
Rave on!
Rave on!
Rave on!
Rave on!
What do you say, Soph? Do you want to go to the rave, if only to get the female orgasm? Hell, let it wash out to sea. I don't want it. I've done what I had to do. Let it float away.
What's that? Oh, Balzac says that he'd like to go. Well, I must admit, I'm sort of curious about this rave. Do you know what an idiot I was about jazz, and I still am. I'd like to see if this raving hooey really swings. What do you say?
Well, sure. Lassie and Carlito want to go. Fancy a fiesta, fellas?
Sí, seguro. El bailando, las estrellas, la luna, la música. ¿Por qué no?
What did you say, Soph? He said, why the hell not? Ask What's-Her-Face if she wants to come.
What do you say, Dawn? Do you want to go to the rave?
No! All these loathsome youths are too happy. No one's going to commit suicide tonight.
I don't know why I like you, Dawn. Because you're a perfectly horrid girl. But for some reason I do. Perversity. My last husband, Elliot, he always said that I was perverse. Not perverted, perverse.
Did he commit suicide?
No, he did not.
But hop on in the truck, gal. We know plenty more who did.
Yeah? Will you tell me more suicide stories on the way?
Certainly.
Come on, Harper. Let's go. Maybe we can do a retrospective.
Okay, Donnie, whatever you say.
Anyone who wants to, hop in the back of my truck. We're going to a rave.